This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
All righty, welcome to another edition here of Reinvention Radio. What's up, Mary Goulet?
All sorts of stuff.
All right, well, good. Richie Ote, where's our baby?
How's it going, Steve? Hi, Mary.
Oh, wait, wait, Alan, down to the studio. What's up, my man? And, hey, Steve Ulscher hanging out here with you as we are sounding off on Reinvention Radio. So thanks so much for joining us and for those who have been listening to us live every Thursday from 12 until 2 Pacific at reinventionradio.com. We appreciate you and we love you. And for those who have been rating and reviewing and subscribing to the podcast edition of the show, we love you too. And thanks for spreading the word. We actually had the best month that we have ever had as far as listenership goes on
awesome.
Reinvention Radio. And
we love those.
Yeah, we love those. And like literally up like 20% from our best month before.
What are we doing?
We are speaking the language of the people. We are the people. And
we,
Lord
that
knows.
That is so scary.
Well, it's not as scary as the people who are speaking for the people right now. So we will be the new voice of the people here. And I have to tell you, the good news is that as the voice of the people, we can pretty much say anything that we want. We can literally make up words that mean nothing to anyone other than a small group of people who know exactly what we mean.
Isn't that what
I
we
think
do
you're
every
full
week?
Of Covfefe.
Where did that word come from?
So let me ask you a question. Okay, which is scarier, the incoherence of our POTUS in the middle of the night typing out things that a select group of people know exactly what he's talking about? Let's not get into the specifics about who those people are. Or our very own Tiger Woods.
Oh, my gosh.
Who clearly has an issue with incoherence at this point. And I will say, okay, on one hand, I kind of got it. And I felt really bad for the dude. You see that mugshot. And did you see the mugshot,
yeah,
Mary?
Yeah, I did.
Did you see
and
it, Richie?
Did you see him
is there ever a
the
good
line?
Mugshot?
Yeah. Well, there's never a good mugshot. And we'll talk about that. Actually, I'm going to make a note of my mugshots. I'm going to talk about that in a second here. But no, there's never a good mugshot by any sort. But yes, I saw him. Well, I don't know if I would call it walking the line. But you know he blew zero on the alcohol test, right?
Yeah, so
zero in the system. And he was talking about it being basically prescribed medications that had some sort of adverse reaction that he didn't know exactly what was what on that. And there he is, 4 a.m. on some military way in his hometown. And I was like, okay, let's give him the benefit of the doubt on a couple of things. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt that something went wrong with the medications. Okay, let's give him the benefit of the doubt on that. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt that he was unable to perform as needed for the police because of those complications, right? What was going on there? Okay, all well and good. Let's look at the circumstances. First of all, what time was it?
2 or 3 a.m.
It was very late.
And then
very
the
late.
Two
or
tires
early, depending on what you're...
were blown out.
Well, let's look at the tires. Did you see the photos of the tires?
Yes.
Those tires were slashed. And I don't care who you are or what you think happened. Those tires were slashed. If you look at the photos of the tires, tires don't blow up like that. I have had tires disintegrate.
Are you got a conspiracy theory going on?
I don't
on
have
over
a conspiracy
like
theory.
And real quick,
yes, wait.
Blown out tires both on one side or both front, both back?
I thought what it was
I think it was both front
though, tires.
I thought so, but to be honest with you, now that you're asking the
just
question,
curious.
I'm not sure.
He didn't cross over those spikes, did he?
Well, it's the way that the tires were cut.
Yeah.
When you look at the, it looks like, I'll put it to you this way, it looks like a straight cut from a knife that expanded, right? That somehow it expanded into a bigger section. But if you look at the picture, it looks like somebody stabbed the tires and cut the tire. That's the only way that kind of thing happens. And even if, I mean,
have
Mary.
Have you ever tried to do that?
To cut a tire?
Yeah.
It's hard, isn't it?
Well, let's think about where he was, okay? So he was on a military street, right? It was military something or another. I forget the exact name of the street. But, yeah, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that every street around a military area has things going on at 2, 3 in the morning that may not necessarily be legal because, you know, these it's anything could happen. But let's be honest, there are some interesting things of ill repute that typically do take place around a military base.
I'm wondering if other people are as interested in I am where this is going, because it started out with what's scarier,
well,
our current president of the United States,
right,
or
yes,
and now we're going on a journey down the road in the middle of the night,
yeah,
by a base.
By a base.
What's
okay.
going on?
Right. So my point only being, I am on one hand, I feel really, really sorry for the dude. I mean, you look at where he was in his career, and yeah. you look at all the – I mean, look, and social media is cruel. I mean, it is – you get those finger muscles, and you start typing God knows what, and the jokes about this, I will say some of them are pretty funny.
I mean, I didn't hear any yet.
The best ones, of course, are all around driving, you know, because obviously as a golfer, you drive the ball, so you can imagine some of the jokes around how bad his driving is, and the last time he drove this bad was at the 84, you know, like yeah. the, you know,
2008.
All those,
and
yeah, like all of those, all of those related to jokes.
He's not recovered from that night that his wife did whatever she did.
Yeah, yeah. And it's interesting,
yeah.
And it's interesting, right? Because you can see how people who feel invincible literally can do anything. I mean, literally can do anything. And golf is such a mental game that when you're in that state of mind of I can do anything, the golf game reflected that. But then when it fell apart around the relationship with his woman, God, I mean, like he has not been the same ever since. And I bring.
Does that mean he's vincible?
He's vincible.
Is that a word?
So
I have no idea.
And if you look at what took place with Trump on this trip to the Middle East, which includes Saudi Arabia, by the way, just I don't know if you caught any of that fun stuff, but it's like his own mm-hmm. staff is so embarrassed by the things that he says. But if you look at the trip that he took and what happened with him and Melania on that trip. The whole thing with the hand swatting, the whole thing with I really want nothing to do with you, I'm just kind of here, the picture with the Pope, the whole nine, you kind of get the feeling that that relationship is completely, completely falling apart. And interestingly enough, not shortly thereafter, he starts putting out some incoherent stuff, which maybe that veil of invincibility is maybe starting to shred a little bit. And you look at what happened with the guy in France, you know, the President Macron, you know, of France, and that handshake of basically, you know, we are not going to be conciliatory whatsoever to you and your administration, Mr. Trump, and we don't care about, you know, what the United States thinks of us. We are not backing down. We are who we are. And that's obviously the message behind the message of that handshake. But if this world starts to fall apart on him a little bit and that air of invincibility starts to go away, which it seems to be just breaking down piece by piece as people wake up and they go, yeah, this guy really isn't everything that maybe we thought he was. At least even the people who voted for him have got to be sitting there scratching their heads going, there's something going on here that isn't right. And so my point of all of this is, how important is it really either for a Tiger Woods or for a president of the United States to have someone in their life who is there for them, who loves them, who takes care of them, and who's, you know, really keeps them in check. And I don't think Tiger has that at this point. I don't think Trump has that at this point. And the Tiger thing, whatever. Okay, I mean, he's going to get over it. He's, you know, he's an athlete. You know, how much do you expect from him? He's worth $750 million. He'll get through it. He'll be fine. He's not, you know. But in the same scenario where you have a mentally unstable person who is actually the head of our country demonstrating the same sort of behavior as what you saw with Woods, they're very similar in my opinion in terms of the behavior, that scares the hell out of me.
I just want to applaud Steve on tying that all together. Well done. You know, it's like, okay,
where the hell is he going with that? But yes, Richie, please.
No, I was just going to say it. We live in a guilty till proven innocent world now. That's what's going on. So,
yeah.
I mean, even though I kind of tend to agree with you a little bit, there's still way too many assumptions in what you just said.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So totally it's like, agreeing.
So like, to me, it's, we live in that world now. You're innocent until proven guilty. All the more reason to go out there and stake your flag and say what you're doing, because someone else is going to say something different anyway.
Yeah.
They got all kinds of, like,
the news. So what about the Kathy Griffin debacle?
And that's a whole other discussion, right? And
so people literally by ISIS are being decapitated in the world.
Yeah.
And she thought that would be funny.
Yeah.
She's sick.
Well, you know, I mean, obviously she'll pay for what she did on that. She already has through losing the speaking gigs, through losing CNN and the New Year's Eve thing.
Casinos probably won't have her back.
And even Squatty Potty let her go. Squatty Potty was Squatty Potty lets you go, you know you've crossed the line at least somewhere.
Here's the thread that I'm hearing in these three
things.
Lack of humility.
Mm.
Have some humble pie, no matter how big you are in the world,
mm-hmm.
because there are vultures circling overhead waiting for you to do a misstep.
Right. So, and totally agree. And this whole episode of Reinvention Radio here was really a PSA for Kendrick Lamar's new song about sit down, be humble, and there you have it.
And let me just
please.
So be vincible.
Be
that
vincible.
Is the real world.
Be vincible.
Vincible, you're capable of being subdued.
All right, my friends, we'll talk to you next time here on Reinvention Radio. Take care.
Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Ulscher, visit reinventionradio.com.
Attention coaches, authors, speakers, and business owners. Please pay close attention to what I'm about to say if you want to secure massive visibility fast and generate thousands of highly qualified leads without spending a dime on advertising or marketing. The easiest way to make this happen is to appear as a guest on the world's most popular podcast. We recently came across an awesome resource that provides detailed contact information for 240 new media influencers who are looking for guests just like you. It's called the Ultimate Directory, and for a limited time, you can get the preview edition of the directory absolutely free. That's right, for free. It's time for you to get the visibility you and your business deserve and connect with the world's leading icons of influence who can make you famous with the push of a button. Get your free preview edition of the Ultimate Directory right now at www.myultimatedirectory.com. That's myultimatedirectory.com.